Hi, my name is Justin McSennis, and the community that I am a part of is baseball, and that's what my podcast will be about. Baseball has been a really big part of my life since I was actually 4 years old, so that's been 14 years that I've been going to games, waking up early on Saturdays and Sundays, playing in tournaments, playing town ball also, Ripken, just traveling all over, sometimes down to even South Carolina, New Jersey. It's been a real good time for me these past 14 years. And I understand that baseball isn't always the most upbeat of sports. It can tend to be boring sometimes, not always fast-paced. You don't always have something to do. You're just sitting there sometimes. Not like football or soccer where you're always running around doing something. You have a job to do every single play, no matter what age you play at. And I asked Brian Brothers, does lacrosse kind of take away from the baseball numbers? Because I know that a lot of kids that I used to play baseball with are now on the lacrosse team. And I was just wondering if maybe that's just happening earlier now than wicked late. And he said that lacrosse is something that baseball can never do. Be entertaining from the very beginning. And I can definitely see that because in lacrosse, it's really never boring. You're always running. You're always doing something. You're not just sitting in the outfield staring, kicking your shoes around. You're actually upbeat and always doing something.
I actually have an interview about, like, is baseball boring or not? And apparently, my neighbor, Ryan, who's 8 years old, he has an opinion that might be unpopular to some baseball players. Hey, Ryan, want to go play some baseball down at the field?
Why would I do that? Baseball is so boring.
And even after interviewing Ryan, I also did a little survey with the rest of the kids in my neighborhood who were like under the age of 10, around 8 or 9 pretty much. I asked 12 other kids if they planned to play baseball or played baseball. 9 of the 12 kids said they did not plan to play baseball at all. And I asked them, like, a follow-up question, like, why? They said, because the main reason, because it's boring. Another reason, none of my friends play it. My little survey also is portrayed on the countrywide scale because baseball players from 7 to 17 actually declined from 8.8 million in 2000 to 5.3 million in 2013. And that's a 3.5 million difference of kids that actually play baseball in the U.S. And that also shows in the little town scale also, because in my interview with Brian Brothers, he said that usually his kid, his kid was 9 years old last year. He said that his kid played in a league with only about 5 teams, which had like 11 kids on each team. So there were 50 kids. And the year before that, there were 6 teams with 10 kids on each team. And when I played baseball in that age, there were always around 10 to 11 teams with 10, 12 kids per team. It is almost cut in half in size. I also have a little interview with Steve Timon, who is a friend of mine's dad, who has had a kid play baseball for a long time, and I just want to have him answer a few questions about why he thinks baseball might be dying. Hi, Steve. Thank you for meeting with me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm just going to ask you a few questions and just give me your most honest answer to each of them. In your opinion, why is baseball dying?
I think one of the reasons that baseball is dying is because lacrosse is really picking up and kids would rather play a more physical sport than a stereotypical boring sport.
All right, yeah, I can see that. And also, next question. How can we get more people to play baseball?
I think one way to get more people to play baseball would be to get kids interested in competition at a younger age, and get used to this up-paced style.
All right, good point. And last question, do you think the major leagues affect how kids see baseball?
I definitely do, because baseball players nowadays are having more emotion than ever. And when kids see that, they'll see that baseball is fun and they'll want to emulate them and want to have fun playing it too.
All right, yeah. Thank you for answering my questions.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And sort of going off what Steve Timon just said, he stated that when kids watch baseball, they want to do, or what they see kind of affects how they play the game. And if baseball is extremely slow or not fast whatsoever, boring at even a pro level, why would a little kid want to ever pick up a baseball and play when even the best at it seems very boring? I also interviewed Steve Timon's son, Matt Timon, and I only asked him one question. This is what he had to say to my one simple question. All right, Matt, in your experience in baseball, what has been the most fun thing that has happened?
You know, personally, I would say it had to be about 2 years ago, my sophomore year. We were in the state tournament against Wilmington, and, you know, we were really an underdog in that game, and Wilmington was supposed to just blow us out of the water. And, you know, we were battling that whole game, and, you know, we were really playing as a team, and we were really close-knit that game, and it really showed what type of team we were, because that game ended up going a whole 13 innings, and it was a grind at times. I know everyone on the team was really kind of down but not out. Some people just kind of wanted to get the game over with and win the game already. But it really showed our resiliency as a team and kind of how well we were able to work together. And in the end, we ended up going off for, I believe, 8 runs in that 13th inning. So it really showed what type of team we were. And it was just an all-around fun moment to be a part of, because there was a lot of waiting around and kind of just dragging on the game for one little moment of excitement. And it was a really fun moment to be a part of.
All right, that sounds like a really exciting experience to me, and not stereotypical to being boring like some other kids or little kids might say. Thank you for your time, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to Matt Timon once again. I think Matt really showed and emphasized how fun and exciting a baseball game can actually be, and the camaraderie you can get with being on a baseball team. And there's also an MLB player who has a quote about how exciting even one play can actually be. And this MLB player is Jed Lowry. He said, "I think baseball is the most exciting game when balls are put into play. When you have 9 men corning on one particular play with other people running around, I don't think there's another sport that has a type of action and strategy all in one play." So what he means is, if a ball is hit to shortstop, not only does the shortstop move in the first base and move to catch the ball, you have the pitch that's thrown, the hit. Sometimes a catcher will run down the first baseline just in case there's an overthrow from short. Also, the right fielder will shift and go behind the first base in case of an overthrow in that direction too. The third baseman is sprinting over to the shortstop just in case he bobbles it or it goes between his legs. It just shows that at a young age, like I said earlier, during T-ball, you don't really do much if you're in the outfield, because when someone makes contact, they get the base no matter what. There's no really exciting play that happens. It's just one kid doing something. But when you get to that competitiveness area in that sport, it's exciting for every single person on every single play. I know I was in that game with Matt Timon, and my heart was beating, pounding the whole entire game. And even some of the kids that didn't even play the game, they were our biggest hype men during the whole entire thing. They were hyping everyone up, yelling, screaming. That just, to me, that's the most exciting thing, when everyone on the bench, everyone on the team comes together to form one big play or one big moment in a game. Thank you.
He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship. The Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1. They win the